This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Over the course of the pandemic, a wave of retail investors joined the playing field in the U.S. We got the whole GameStop phenomenon, Wall Street Bets. A lot of regular people have gotten into options trading. And now a lot of people new to the game may be feeling something in the pits of their stomachs. Actually, you don't have to be new to stocks to feel that way. The S&P 500 is down almost 10% this year. NASDAQ's down more than 14%. Well into what we call correction territory. And we have seen some super wild swings day to day. Some people will panic and cut their losses. Others might buy the dip. For some perspective, we've got Jason Zweig, who writes the Intelligent Investor column for the Wall Street Journal. Jason joins us. Good morning.
Good morning, Sabri.
There is so much going on between the Fed raising rates. The S&P is down 10% this year. What should an individual investor do?
Well, the most important thing for people to do right now is to put the market movements in perspective and also look in the mirror. If you're the kind of person who was scared out of stocks in the first quarter of 2020, or if you were old enough to be investing in 2008 and 2009, and you got out of stocks then, you're probably somebody who has a very difficult time handling the anxiety of the stock market heaving up and down. And in that case, maybe your peace of mind is more important to you than, the potential for profit. And maybe you should scale back. But other people should keep their focus on the long term. I mean, if you look at what's happened so far this year, with the S&P down, as you said, more than 9% and NASDAQ down about 14%. It's barely a blip in the long-term performance of the U.S. stock market. So a lot of it depends on your perspective.
Earlier this year, you wrote the best investment for 2022 is discipline. What do you mean by that?
Well, do you want to have, 100 million other people making your decisions for you? Or do you want to have a plan and stick to it? I mean, for the typical investor, the best plan is to buy a very widely diversified mutual fund or ETF and add a little money to it every month or whenever you have some spare cash and do nothing else for the rest of your life. If you do that, you'll probably, in the very long run, come out very well. But if instead you stay focused on the headlines and you panic when other people are panicking, you will not only have below average returns, but you'll have a very stressful career as an investor. And it's discipline that can keep you from making that mistake.
Does the fact that the Fed is planning on, raising rates aggressively, probably, does that guarantee that this is just going to be a bad year for stocks?
No, it doesn't. And I think it's for two reasons. One, the Fed has stated its intentions very clearly, but we can easily imagine scenarios in which it might not act as it intends to do. The Fed has often changed its mind, sometimes on very short notice, when conditions in the economy change drastically. The second thing is stocks do tend, on average, to go up over time, and they also have tended, on average, to go up when interest rates are rising, at least moderately. I think it's not a foregone conclusion that if the Fed raises rates, the stock market will have a terrible year. It could have a mediocre year.
Jason Zweig writes the weekly column, The Intelligent Investor. It appears every Saturday in the Wall Street Journal. Jason, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me on, Sabri.